coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. We begin with the latest coronavirus numbers and the tragic story they spell out. Worldwide, almost 4.5 million COVID-19 cases and more than 302,000 deaths. The figures are compiled by Johns Hopkins University. Here in the U.S., most states have begun to reopen their economies. This in the face of a mounting COVID-19 case count well above 1.4 million, the highest in the world, and a death toll that is approaching 86,000, again, the most anywhere. There is a new surge in cases in state-run homes for aging American veterans. The Government Accountability Office says it will investigate. The world's largest cruise line company, Carnival, says it is laying off hundreds of employees, the majority in the states of Florida, California, and Washington. They'll be added to the rapidly ballooning list of Americans who are jobless. The official unemployment number since the middle of March is 36.5 million. 3 million people filed for benefits last week alone. Officially put at 14.7%, some economists warn the unemployment rate could reach 25% this month. One bright spot, tens of thousands of American auto industry employees are set to go back to work. Production lines have been shut down since mid-March. It is the first major U.S. manufacturing sector scheduled to restart its operations. Car companies are counting on pent-up consumer demand to help them get back on track. Vehicle sales in April fell by almost 50%. According to a new Washington Post-Ipsos poll, 6 in 10 Americans who are working outside their homes are afraid they could be exposed to the coronavirus on the job and infect members of their household. Despite stay-at-home orders now being lifted across the country, over half of Americans with jobs have been leaving the house for work at least once a week. A U.S. government whistleblower dismissed from his leading role in finding a coronavirus vaccine told a House committee Thursday the United States has no comprehensive battle plan for fighting COVID-19 and that the window of opportunity is closing. The witness was Dr. Rick Bright. This is VOA News. The best-known American epidemiologist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, this week said if the country moves too quickly to open up its economy, there could be a price, needless suffering and death. Now, local officials in some states are complaining their governors are guilty of such premature decisions. Case in point, Texas, which has suffered its worst one-day number of COVID-19 cases, 1,458 and 58 deaths. The governor, Republican Greg Abbott's response, that Texas has fewer cases than other large states. Elsewhere in the world, in Bangladesh, the first appearance of COVID-19 has been reported among the million Rohingya refugees from Myanmar living in overcrowded camps. There is acute anxiety that camp conditions will provide fertile ground for a virus outbreak. Japan is lifting its state of emergency in most regions outside Tokyo and Osaka. Some schools, restaurants, and other businesses are opening. Japan has reported about 16,000 COVID-19 cases, with just about under 700 fatalities. Many nations in Europe are easing their pandemic restrictions. Germany is opening its border with Luxembourg.